This is the Riches from the Pages radio broadcast with Evangelist Adam Borden, brought to you by Wahoo Baptist Church in Murrayville, Georgia. We invite you to join us for this time of mining the unsearchable riches of God's Word. And now, Evangelist Adam Borden.
Thank you, Brother Les, and thank you once again for joining us here on the Riches from the Pages radio broadcast, and this, the final broadcast of 2018. Isn't it amazing that it's been almost a year that we've been gathering around the Word of God here on WECO to find riches that God has left us within the pages of the Holy Bible? What a blessing it has been to me, and our hope and our prayer is that it has been a blessing to you. Thank you so much for those of you who have reached out to us and told us how much the broadcast has meant to you. You'll never know what that means to us. And our greatest desire is that we would all come to a greater knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ through the Word of God. And we thank you for the opportunity. We thank WECO, Brother Dustin Bonham, for being such a great friend to us and great partner in ministry through the Riches from the Pages program. And as we approach the blessed season that we celebrate the birth of Christ, I wanted to look into the Word of God today and look into the cradle to see the Christ child through the pages of God's Word. Jesus Christ had one purpose, and it was set from the beginning of time, before time began. He was that lamb slain before the foundations. We find in the Word of God how that Jesus was pictured throughout the Bible. In the Old Testament, there were many types, many shadows, but there were some specifics about the Jesus Christ that would come to save the world. We see the prophecy of Jesus Christ. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. That word Emmanuel translated means God with us. I'd like to say, thank the Lord, bless his holy name, that he is with us at all times. The prophet Micah in chapter number 5, verse 2, prophesied towards the birth of Christ and gave a specific location. He said in verse 2 of chapter number 5, But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be the ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from of old, from everlasting. That is the Lamb of God slain before the foundations of the world. And just as sure as Isaiah prophesied, and just as sure as Micah prophesied where he came, and he came specifically to Bethlehem, there was the prophecy that we see about Jesus Christ coming to this earth. Then as we shift to the New Testament, there was the preparation of the earthly parents of Jesus Christ. Don't be confused. The Holy Ghost of God overshadowed Mary, and that divine husbandman brought forth the seed into a virgin's womb. In Matthew chapter number 1, we see the introduction that Joseph had into this situation, picking up in verse number 16 of chapter 1 of Matthew. As the genealogy has been given, we come to the place where Joseph is first mentioned. And Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations, and from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. If you did not catch that, three times in these verses, the number 14 named of generations was given. Three times, 14. Now, 14 is the biblical number that signifies deliverance and salvation. 3 being the number of divine completeness and perfection. And I would like to say unto you that in the plan of God, as Jesus was going to be born into this earth and he was going to be given a earthly guardian father, his generations were perfect. His coming was perfect. And his salvation and his deliverance to all mankind would be perfect. Now looking in verse number 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin, Isaiah had it right, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from a sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and he knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. There was the earthly guardian father, Joseph, perfect in his generations. And then there was the earthly chosen mother of the Messiah, the lamb slain before the foundations. She heard from an angel in chapter 1 of Luke, beginning reading in verse number 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of adulation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then Mary unto the angel said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered, said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Let me read that again. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. The angel departed from her. And in those days, Mary, the scripture tells us, traveled to her cousin Elizabeth's house. Verse 39 says this, And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe, that would be John the Baptist, in the womb of Elizabeth, whose womb was barren, The babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy, and blessed is she that believed. Listen to that once again in verse 45. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. There was the prophecy that Isaiah and Micah and those Old Testament prophets gave. There was the preparation of the parents, Joseph and Mary, that would come. And then I'd like for you to see in the verses here in Luke chapter 1, beginning of verse 46, the praise of Mary. This is known in some of your Bible texts as the Magnificat, and it is one of the greatest expressions of praise that we can find in all of the Bible. Verse 46, and Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden, for he beheld from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm, and he hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts, and hath put down the mighty from their seats, and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. And he hath hope in his servant Israel, in remembrance to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. What words of praise! What words of praise from the mother of Jesus. Chapter number 2. Beginning in verse number 7, we see the birth of the perfect child. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. The perfect child, Jesus Christ, was born. And I would have liked to have been there in the following moments, in verse number 8, as the proclamation of the heavenly host came to some shepherds on a lonely hillside. And there was in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. The angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even to Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. I bless the Lord for the perfect child, Jesus Christ.
Our prayer is that the Word of God has done a work in you today. For more information on the ministry of Evangelist Adam Borden, go to evangelistadamborden.com, spelled B-O-R-D-E-N, and click on the contact page, or you can call 615-785-5682. Join us next time as we find riches from the pages of God's Word with Evangelist Adam Borden.